After a recent donation, the park will now cover 50 acres. A welcome center has been built by area veterans and is now operational. Dr. Roger Bandine is director of Veterans Serving Veterans Incorporated, the nonprofit that began acquiring land for the park. He says there are a number of reasons the park is necessary.
Veterans could go any time of day, any day of the year. PTSD does not have any time clock. It's like an onion as layers come off. I think it's important the veterans have a place to go where they can reconnect with other veterans, the community, and is necessary spiritually.
Bandine says there are plans to include a playground, war memorials, two ponds, a chapel, and a 4,000-seat amphitheater. He says there is no solid completion date for the park, that it all depends on fundraising efforts to keep the ball rolling. Max Cobb, WCMU News.